I lived in the same house for my entire life, all the way from childhood through high school, and even most of college. So when I moved out during my last year of school, it was really weird to be in a different place. I'd rented out an extremely small single-bedroom house on the other side of town, and even though the change of environment was different for me, I still really liked it. On day one, I got a van and moved all my stuff into the new place. I didn't unpack really at all, I just set all the boxes down in the main room and chilled for the rest of the night. The whole process of finding a place, contacting the owners, signing papers, all of it just had me exhausted, and it felt good to be done with all the hard parts of it. I hooked up the TV and stood it up on a few sturdy boxes, then turned on a show to watch. It was probably about 7 o'clock, so it was too early for bed, but as I sat there and watched with half-open eyes, at some point, I began hearing two people talking outside. I lowered the volume on the TV and listened, hearing it sound like they were right outside my house, but they were talking quietly, and whatever they were saying was too hard to make out. I got up and walked over to one of the windows, pulling the curtain back a little, but as soon as I did, a figure quickly moved past it from outside. I jumped back a bit, getting startled by them being so close so suddenly. The voices had stopped speaking by now, but I could hear a set of footsteps quickly going around the house, and then that suddenly stopped too. Just like that, it was completely quiet again. I checked a few more windows before getting back to the couch and continuing with my show. I was sure I was just being paranoid about living alone for the first time in a new environment, and I knew the neighbors' houses were really close, so I assumed it was just them walking around. I sat there for a while and eventually laid down as I started getting sleepy, dozing off around 10. When I woke up, the house was completely dark, with the only light coming from the TV screen. I looked at my phone and saw it was 2 a.m., so I shut off the TV and laid back down. But just as I was about to close my eyes, a soft creak echoed through the floorboards from across the room. I immediately shifted my eyes toward the sound. Standing in the doorway across the hall, a figure was staring at me. His eyes were wide open, peering at me, with half of his body hiding behind the doorframe. My eyes were locked on them for the longest few seconds of my life, before they sprinted out of the doorway and down the unlit hallway. Immediately after, another set of footsteps on the other side of the house ran in the same direction. There were a few soft thuds, then silence. The house was still fully dark, making the entire thing even more terrifying. My heart was beating out of my chest, and I was in the odd state of panic while also being frozen in place. When I collected myself, I dialed 911, telling them what happened in between my shaky breaths. While still on the line with the officer, I got up and turned on the light. Through the hallway were scuffed shoe prints going up and down multiple times. Then I turned around and looked back at the living room where I was sleeping, and all over the carpet were more dirty shoe prints, some even getting within just a few feet of where I was sleeping. When cops showed up, they searched around and took a few samples, but they didn't get any hard evidence. Even more unnerving though, they still aren't sure how the intruders got inside or outside the house. I told them about the thuds I heard from the back of the house as they left, but the windows in that area of the house were still locked. I don't know if they had some way of unlocking and locking them from outside, but that had to be it. While the amount of shoe prints showed they likely had been inside for a long time, going through each room multiple times over, nothing ever showed up missing. They never showed any signs of wanting to harm me either, but it all just horrifies me to think about why they broke in. Maybe they were looking for someone else. Whatever the case was, it's been over 2 years now, and they have never come back. This summer in late June, I moved from my apartment into a quaint little home on the outskirts of my city. I was familiar with the area and had been eyeing the house market for a while, hoping to finally leave my apartment and purchase a home. This one was older and needed some work, but the price and location were great. It was a mile down, just off the highway, mostly with trees and grass around, but there were a few neighbors within sight as well. The day I moved in, I drove the U-Haul down to the house, and while I was unloading, I noticed someone watching me. They were standing really far off toward the tree line, but were facing me and just watching as I moved in. Being so far away though, I didn't see much harm in it, I just found it to be kind of creepy. I forgot about them for a while, focusing on getting everything inside the house before dark. I finished around 6, just as the sun was starting to set. With time to spare, I went back outside and locked up the back of the U-Haul, then got in to drive it back and drop it off. When I turned the truck on and started driving though, I noticed that person again, now closer to the road but still near the trees. When I passed them, I watched as their head turned, following the truck with their gaze as I drove away. During my drive to the U-Haul shop, I got a strange feeling in my gut, just that something was really off about that guy, and maybe he wasn't so innocent. I turned in the truck and ordered an Uber back, keeping my eye out as we drove down the driveway, and although it was probably too dark by now, I'll still note that I didn't see him anywhere. I got out and went inside, turning on the lights and feeling overwhelmed by the amount of boxes and furniture stacked all throughout the house. It was just past 6:30, so I took a dinner break, then got to unpacking. I spent the whole night organizing what needed to go in storage and what needed to be unpacked. Once I had the pile of boxes for storage, I started taking them up to the attic. I pulled the ladder down and carefully climbed up with one hand as I hauled the box up. When I got up there, it was pitch black, but I could barely see the light bulb reflecting a bit of light from downstairs. I walked over and pulled the string to turn it on, but it was really dim and didn't light up more than a couple feet around. I set the box down and pushed it up against the wall, then went back down the ladder and into the kitchen where I'd piled up my other storage boxes. I picked up another, and as I walked over to the stairs, I heard the sound of metal shaking from the upstairs hallway. It was the clear sound of someone climbing down the ladder. I looked up the staircase, and just a moment later, a man appeared at the top, looking down at me. He started running down the stairs at full speed, and I turned to get out through the front door. I could hear his footsteps coming up behind me as I ran over to my car, getting in and locking the doors as he slammed up against it and tried to open it. After a few failed attempts, he tried to punch the window a couple times, then took off running toward the tree line. I was absolutely terrified, but managed to call the cops. Of course, they didn't find too much, but guessed he might have been staying in the attic for a few days, based on a few blankets that were up there. I don't know the truth, and likely never will, but just thinking about how I was up in the attic as he was hiding somewhere in the dark just a few feet from me is terrifying. And he did chase me afterward, so I'm pretty sure he wasn't a harmless person hiding out. But what he would have done to me had he caught me is a question that I don't want answered. In my mid-20s, I had a very odd period of my life where I didn't have anywhere to stay and wasn't making enough money to live somewhere on my own. I was fresh out of college and was running out of time to move out of the dorms. All of my friends from school were just moving back in with their parents or leaving town, so it left me in a bad spot. I needed to find a cheap place and a roommate to split the bills with. As time was getting scarily close to me needing to move, an ad popped up on a renting website. It was posted by a man named Xander, listing the ad as a search for a roommate to move into the house he was renting. I checked the rest of the post, seeing it was a relatively small house, which likely meant it would be cheap too. I replied to the ad, and later that day, Xander called me. We set up a tour and agreed on a price, and I ended up moving in. Though basically having to move, I still didn't think it was a bad place. Xander and I got along well. He had also just graduated, so we were both on the same page, and it was actually kind of refreshing to have a friend in a similar position. The house itself, though, wasn't the best. It only had a single bedroom, so my room was the living room. It was better than nothing, though, and I was out working most of the time anyway. After a week or so of living there, having just fully settled in, it was the middle of the night and I was sleeping in my living room when I heard the front door open. I looked up and saw Xander walking in. He looked over at me, but I don't think he noticed I was awake because he walked right past and down the hall to his room. I heard him move something around, but then he came back out. He walked down to the front door again, this time stopping and turning to face me. Xander stood there and looked at me for a good 5 to 10 seconds before going back outside. Something about the way he was acting made me really uncomfortable. A few minutes went by before I heard some movement outside the front door. When it opened, I closed my eyes so that he wouldn't notice I was awake. He came in and shut the door, then walked slowly down the hallway, breathing heavily. As he got to the end, I opened my eyes slightly, catching a glimpse of Xander holding what looked like a body in his arms. He moved into his room quickly and shut the door. I was almost so in shock that I wondered if what I saw was even real. I came up with every possibility, like maybe he was out partying and the body was just some passed out drunk person needing a place to sleep. I sat up and quietly walked closer to his room to try and hear what he was doing. As I listened to him continually moving around, the worry about what he was up to started to overcome me. After thinking about it, I knocked on his door. All the movement stopped instantly and was followed by multiple seconds of silence before he walked over. I heard the lock click, and then he cracked the door open, only enough for me to see a sliver of his face. He started apologizing for waking me and said he was just rearranging some things. After hearing him lie, I figured I'd just straight up ask,
"What were you holding when you just came in? Was that person okay?"
His face straightened, and he had a look in his eyes I'd never seen before. He didn't answer. We held eye contact as things got increasingly more intense. Then I quickly slammed my body into the door, knocking Xander back and revealing a lifeless body slouched up in the corner of his room. He shoved me out and locked the door behind me, but I'd already seen enough. I ran back and got my phone, then left the house and called the police. Xander made no attempts to run or hide, but unfortunately, it was too late. The body was completely lifeless and had been so for multiple hours. The details of everything else were withheld, but I know he lied about his age, being almost 30 years old, and I also know he remains in prison to this day. He still has kept to himself about why he did it and what he was doing with the body. I consider myself lucky though to have gotten out of that situation quickly, because if I hadn't, who knows where I'd be.